The middle class has to pay attention to this. Because if you don't, we're going to have a different, numbing, kind of empty, hollow sound as a community for your kids. Your kids are going to grow up in a controlled environment. You know, an artificial environment. You're not going to hear any more stations like this come on. You're not going to hear any more in the old days, Ron and Ron. You're not going to have any more Howard Sterns come in. You're not going to have any more new Jim Phillips developed. It's not going to happen because of crap like this. And it should. You are better served when it does. When we get some stupid, wacky idea about what to put on the air, and then we run out there and try to do it, and whether it's good or bad or in the middle, the fact that we tried it is what you want. That's what you want coming out of your box. But I'm going to have to do what I do. She knows what show she's going on now, right? She'd have no excuse. Probably be owning us next week.
I think I have two vacation days left. I was hoping that you'd be nice enough with my shoes and glasses to come back from the doctor and I could go on
somebody
vacation.
Somebody run through here with AK-47 if that happens.
Post office. Postal. He's going postal. On the line with us is the general manager for Paxson Radio Properties in Orlando, which now include the legendary DIZ, the cutting edge of rock, JRR, Magic 107.7, 740 Winds, and the team. Jenny Sue Rhodes.
Hello.
Our second time on the air together.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, you...
Very opinionated today, aren't you?
I really have. I'm more than opinionated. I feel that the people of Orlando are under vicious attack. And they must be protected by the courts.
By you.
Well, not by me. But they must be protected from a misguided Republican legislature that has turned over the valuable and sensitive resource of radio irresponsibly to people like your chairman of the board there, who, in my opinion, gets too much power, too much influence. And for you, I don't know if you caught this part of it before. Today, you'll be general managing five of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're taking four other women's jobs. There'd be four other successful women in radio knocking down the big cash like you are,
uh-huh.
Doing that gig for diversity's sake as well. So those are my theoretical theories. My question is, why is it like three enough? Why does it have to be five, and why should it go up to eight under the law? What do you think about it?
Well, it can't go up to eight. The law here for this size market is six. It's not eight. I don't know.
Well, we were reading it. Let me see. We have
for
a sheet here.
For this size market, you can have four FMs and two AMs, or four AMs and two FMs. In our case, it's three FMs and two AMs.
Wait, say that the first part again now. If it's...
You can have four and two, whatever the mix. It can be...
Oh, it can be whatever the mix. You can have four AMs and two FMs?
Four AMs and two FMs or vice versa.
Okay, well, still, same thing applies. I mean, same question. Six, eight. God forbid it was eight. You know, thank God it's... Where is it eight? In what markets is it eight?
It depends on the size of the market.
Lower than us or higher than us?
It would be higher than us. Bigger markets.
Larger markets, you can own up to eight. You guys in this size market can own up to six.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Why six? Six
what?
Out of how many? Six out of how many? How many show up in the Arbitron?
How many of ours?
No. How many total stations in this market show up in Arbitron?
21, 22.
So what? That's 25% of the market.
So what?
Okay.
I don't know what your issue is. First of all, you have to realize that you're keeping...
I just want to say, that's kind of typical, though, that the corporate point of view is we didn't even get it.
Right.
Yeah. What if we just bought everything?
Keeping...
What if we just bought everything and everybody liked it? You know, what's the big deal? I mean, how can you say that? I mean, we just had a massive change in your industry allowing this to go on. It's obviously a big deal, and it's obviously contrary to the direction it's been in the past. It's contrary to the history of your industry and your medium. So how could it not be a big deal? Is that, I mean, you're serious when you say, how could it be a big deal?
It's a big deal because you're making it a big deal.
Yeah, I made this. Now, it wasn't a big deal in Washington. It's not something that touches every single radio station in America and 10,000 times how many employees. So literally hundreds of thousands of lives are changed. And it's Ed Till's big deal. Okay, well, I mean, I just want to say this is typical corporate, but please continue. Regulation of a company like yours, that's the issue. That's why you called up. We're talking about you guys get another station. You get too much influence in a market. You kill a heritage station like DIZ. You'll never be the same again.
DIZ, you said that. We didn't say that.
It's not DIZ's anymore. One of the things that was charming about that station is that it wasn't owned by a group like you. That's the point. Power to the people. Bottom up. Not serving the corporate god and the ivory tower, but the people.
That's the corporate god today, Ed, and you know that.
Oh, listen to this. Well, that's exactly, you're making my point.
How many newspapers?
You're making my point.
Huh? How many newspapers?
I have no idea. I'll tell you, how many, or are you going to tell me, how many we own?
They're not all in the same market.
That's it. How many do we own in the same market?
Because that law hasn't been...
What law? Listen. Listen,
you own two newspapers in the same market.
And that's a good idea,
yeah,
isn't it?
But that'll change.
That'll change. Oh, my God. What, you are the harbinger of the evil future. I mean, first you say you're in it only for the money. Or no, you didn't say that. You say, we're in it for the money. That's a Sherman statement. There was no and. You didn't add anything to it. You said that's what you're in it for. And I'm telling you, this is the objection to the telecom bill. And I believe that this acquisition ought to be the test case. You know, if you really believe in it, you shouldn't have any problem with that. You shouldn't have any problem being a test case. Somebody should get an injunction, stop the deal, take it to the Supreme Court, look at the merits, expedite it, give it some expedited writ of certiorari, and in 30 days, we can look at the merits of this. But, I mean, you have to admit, it's a complicated bill that was passed. It goes everything from the V-chip to your deal to splitting markets to where, you know, it's like 8 stations in this market and 6 in the... It's got all that crap in it. And the American people, their valuable interest is what's being divvied up here.
The American people want to push the button and get what they want. They're still going to get Magic 107.7. They're still going to get their sports fix.
They're not going to get the same. It's not going to be the same.
People are going to be the same. The only thing is we're going to need more people.
Oh.
We're going to need more people. We have told their people at WDIZ, we need everybody in that building. We need help. We're going to need more traffic people. We're going to need more sales.
You know, again, I don't want to be...
We need the program.
All I can say to you is about that. Is there is no evidence, and actually there is evidence to the contrary,
mm-hmm.
that moves like this do two things. And I know you're going to deny them, but I'm going to put them out there because their evidence is to the contrary of your anticipated denial. And that is, number one, it depresses the number of jobs.
Yes.
Because of, okay, good. Well, I appreciate that candor. Number two, it depresses wages. Now, both of those things in this market happen to be sensitive because we live in a $6.50-an-hour market to begin with.
Hello.
And these poor kids, you know, as a general manager, these poor kids come from all over the country, die and open that mic and say, Aerosmith, and by the time they get it, you know what they're getting paid. So, and again, I don't want to control your wages. I'm making the point here that we are looking to do the opposite with our local economy.
You have no idea what
I know what people say.
You have no idea what we pay.
I know what people say work for you, and whatever they choose to tell me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what am I going to do, go over there and, you know, run out a printout on your payroll? I don't want to see it. I know what people say. And the fact is, some people in this building actually did work for your company at one point.
Oh, yes, we have eliminated a few people that work over there, yes.
Pardon me?
We have eliminated a few people that do work over there now.
Here's the point. Here's the point. The point is, what kind of effects are those on an industry which is essentially small businesses? If the figures are right in the paper, a station taking in $3.5 million a year in this market is a small business.
Yes.
Probably employs like a staff of 20, 25, maybe smaller, larger.
And you know what? The benefits of coming with the larger company, they're going to get more resources. They're going to get more of everything. And that payroll that now serves 20 to 25 people will probably grow to 30 to 35 people. To get that revenue up and to pump resources in that radio station, give them TV advertising, give them the resources they don't have. They don't have computers over there. Now all those people have computers. The sales department will have what they've never had before. And because we're going to give them tools, they'll all be able to make more money.
Let me ask you something.
This is a positive.
I understand. I don't know if you heard me before, but I anticipated that you would have to make this statement. I'm sure you already met it. Did you talk to the DIZ people yet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you gave them what you just gave us. But I want to ask you this. You think 2 weeks ago, or how long ago, by the way, did you think the DIZ people found out? The word was on the street the last couple of days. But, I mean, when do you think they found out?
Bud Paxson came in and told them Monday morning.
Monday.
They found out two hours before my people did.
All right, now, roll it back 14 days before he tells them that they've been taken over.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd vote to be taken over by you?
Absolutely not. Nobody wants change.
Hold on. Hey, what do you mean nobody wants change? Everybody wants new computers.
No.
Everybody wants TV advertising. Everybody wants a better workforce. Everybody wants more resources. Everybody wants the better benefits that you're offering. What are these people, suicidal? If you would have offered them all that crap, they would have said no?
You know what? They've been with that company since 1971. And for someone to come in and say, your competition, particularly, come in and say, you've been bought. You've been bought by your competition. That's a shock.
It's a shock, but what I'm telling you is if you could walk into a room of 20, 25 people, tell them that your benefits are going up, your computers are all being put in, you're all getting cable TV and private offices, you know, and there's a cigar bar for the employees at the if life's going to get better, medical benefits, yada, yada, why would those people not say, I vote yes. I'm working for a number 11 station right now. Everybody's talking every week whether we're going to keep format or not. I'm going with these guys. But you know they wouldn't have gone with you. That's what I'm talking about. How could it be?
My feeling on that would be, you know, they would say, you know what? Let's keep things the way they are. We're working fine without computers right now.
Right.
It's the path of...
You said they didn't have any. You said they had no computers.
They didn't.
Oh, okay.
It's the path of least resistance. You know, we've done this without computers.
Right.
Let's keep everything the same. Everybody wants to keep things the same. And the shock is beginning to wear off.
Right.
We're getting phone calls from these people. We've had people come over and visit the facility.
Hey, by the way, how come everybody...
A little bit.
How come there are going to be some job losses?
I don't know that there are.
Well, you said that before. You said there are going to be some people who are not going to be there. You said that.
You know, there's probably some people that'll quit.
Oh, that was just a... Right, but you know, I mean, there's... Why? But
like the general manager at DIZ, doesn't he lose his job because that's what you're doing?
We've got so many opportunities within our company right now. We're buying more television stations. We're buying more radio stations in the Panhandle. We're hoping that there's going to be opportunities for him.
Wait a minute. But then the general manager in the Panhandle, does he lose his job? Because the guy in Orlando took his job?
Yeah. You don't even know what we're doing. We need somebody to manage the Panhandle.
Hey, babe.
We're going to get a great promotion.
Who owns that station in Panama City?
But still, the bottom line is somebody's going to lose a job.
Well, I think so.
I don't think you know what you're saying.
Well, we can't know, but what are the chances? What are the chances the DIZGM keeps his job? Zero.
I don't know that. Probably he will not have that title at that frequency.
Well, he could board up on the weekends. You know, you'll find a bus slot. But look, here's the thing. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell us about it?
No, I just want to say that...
Go ahead.
A lot of times people have glasses that are half empty and people have glasses that are half full.